Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, you know who's in the building. It's a Friday, and he makes it even better on a football Friday. His name is Brandon K. Scott. We call him B. Scott from Hiram Clark. He sits in with us now, and he was on his grind this week out there at NRG Stadium, getting some feel for what's happening. So I want to get his thoughts, as I normally do just generally, but I think it's brought up another level headed into this interesting matchup.
Yeah, for sure. And just to kind of pay off on what we were talking about in the earlier segment about the knuckleball kicker, they're definitely going to be facing one of those. I think it was funny, Frank Ross made a Tim Wakefield reference in the press conference yesterday. Tim Wakefield, of course, of baseball knuckleball fame.
Mm-hmm. But, rest in peace.
But yeah, exactly. But
he's no longer with us.
But Tyler Loop, you know, the rookie kicker that they're going to face in the Ravens is a knuckleball kicker. And the whole issue is like just the fact that the ball can, the way that Frank Ross described it was just like it just drops off a table. You know, it just like just drops and it's really
like
hard
a knuckler.
Like a knuckler, of course. And so it's hard. The whole point is, and he mentioned this, what you're trying to do, what you're looking for is anything where your returner can't sprint into the catch, right? So it's harder to sprint into, and this is where momentum is actually a more proper term.
No, it is. It is a scientific term as opposed to the nonsense y'all be saying.
Yeah, you cannot use your momentum, sprint your momentum into the football and kind of catch your stride as you're trying to return it. And so the Ravens have a kicker like that. And the Texans, of course, are going to have to be preparing for that. Of course, you know, here we are on Friday. I'm sure they've already been preparing, but that's something that they're going to have to deal with on Sunday.
I actually think that I like Jalen Knoll for a knuckle kicker. And the reason why I say that is Jalen Knoll, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this, as a returner. Yeah. Thank you so much. When he catches, he takes a second before he gets going anyway. So mm-hmm. I think he is less dependent on that physical, that, you know, that forward momentum as he's going to return. I think he gets up to speed quick enough. So the biggest thing, though, is with that knuckleball, when it hits the ground, is it going to squirt away from him to where now he has to go and corral it as opposed to being in line, catching it, and then going?
Yeah, I think that it's an important conversation just because, look, we're talking about a Texans team that offense has struggled, and they got a unique opportunity to go up against, and this is going to be some of the Beast Guy's thoughts, are going up against a Ravens defense that was already struggling, and now it's the backups to the guys that were struggling. You can only do yourselves favors with field position and handling these exact situations properly.
I'm still going back to the last conversation with these kickoffs. I'm wondering if there are K-balls for kickoffs and K-balls for field goals.
Interesting.
Because those K-balls for kickoffs might look like rugby balls, you know, because of the knuckle factor, you know. I'd love to see them
the article that we referenced in the previous segment it calls out specialists, so it doesn't say, hey, it's just, you know, it's just the long snapper, or it's just the
I'm looking
kicker,
for every advantage
punter.
Here guys,
yeah, no, it's interesting. It is interesting.
Yeah, and I understand they're specifically made for kicking. I do wonder if,
but you can treat them basically.
Yeah, you can treat them. But I mean, they should still be like the same ball or the same construction.
Well, something's different.
Something is different. I never pretend to know exactly why juiced baseballs are juiced. So it'd be something else entirely for me to be like, well, this football, you got to understand, is they use different twine or whatever.
So y'all tell me if y'all see this the same way or similarly. I'm looking at this game as almost like I think a lot of us agree that it's a special opportunity for the Texans to go out there and actually beat the Ravens because mm-hmm. they don't necessarily look like the Ravens as we all know them. But I'm also looking at it as a tale between two games. Like, I'm looking at the opportunity on the defensive side and the offensive side as being totally different, yeah. right? Like, and we've got injuries across the board. But for the Ravens, for example, right? On the offensive side, we're really just talking about Lamar Jackson. Now it's Lamar Jackson, right? A mm-hmm. top three quarterback, depending on where you want to put him, a top 3 to 5 quarterback in the NFL, right? So there's that. But they got pretty much everybody else that matters on the offensive side. And then,
except for tackle.
Except
well, hold on.
But
he practiced today.
Yeah, but even there, like the tackles aren't really that great. I like the Texans matchup no matter who the Ravens put out there at tackle. Mm-hmm. And so then on the defensive side, it's all of the guys basically that are either banged up, just coming back, or not, like in the Kyle Hamilton case.
Yeah.
So to me, it's the offense that's got a special opportunity because I feel like the defense that they're going to be facing against the Ravens mm-hmm. ain't really a Ravens defense. It's no better than the Titans defense, really, that you just faced in the previous week. Whereas on the other side of the ball, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily view it that way. Obviously, you would rather face Cooper Rush than Lamar Jackson. Like, I'm not going to try to get cute or be silly here.
Yeah.
But to me, the Ravens still have enough, and Cooper Rush is competent. I feel like y'all were kind of talking about this a little bit earlier
in
the show.
We did, yeah.
But he is competent enough to get the ball to, like how hard is it to get the ball to Derrick Henry? If Todd Monken can pull his head out of his keister, right, then they should be able to figure something out to just hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. And we've seen how that could work for Derrick Henry against the Texans, how this Texans defense has defended the run in previous games this mm-hmm. year. It hasn't always been great. So if they can do that, if Cooper Rush can get the ball to Andrews and Deion, we've seen quarterbacks along the lines of Cooper Rush's talent find a way to get the ball to DeAndre Hopkins right here in this city.
Yeah.
Right? Zay Flowers, guys like these who can hurt
Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, and they got a number of tight ends, guys that can hurt you over the middle. They still got the weaponry mm-hmm. and a quarterback just good enough to get the ball to those weapons and allow them to be who they are.
And to that end, the latest injury report, as of really just a few minutes ago, these players did not practice today for the Ravens. We've got the whole list here. Lamar Jackson, Kyle Hamilton, Roquan Smith, Marlon Humphrey, Awuzie. I know I said that wrong.
That's why I looked at it. Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nigerian, you knew me. You know I was going to have one for you.
Owe?
Owe?
Yeah, that guy. And Patrick Ricard, who is a weapon.
Big fullback. Big fullback. Yeah.
But that's all. That's the who's who on defense.
Yeah, but yeah. So think about that. The offense. I feel like it comes down to this: the offense has no excuse not to perform. Mm-hmm. It's a bare bones defense to a defense that already wasn't very good. And the names that we know, the Kyle Hamiltons, Marlon Humphrey, who you mentioned earlier, Reggie, and Roquan Roquan Smith might is like I don't know if he'll play, but if he's banged up or injured, like these guys are not 100% on defense. It's a lesser defense than even the one that you just faced in the Tennessee Titans. That is just unequivocally a special opportunity for you on the offensive side.
Yeah.
Defensively, I still feel like they got their work cut out for them because the weapons are, for the most part, still there for the Ravens. I feel like a lot of times we don't really talk about this with the Ravens because they do have a quarterback. Like, we don't talk about their weapons as guys who you don't need a great quarterback for them to be effective, right? Because they do have a great quarterback. So the conversation is mute for the most part because Lamar Jackson is playing. But since he's not, I do think that it's worth highlighting that they got guys that it doesn't take Lamar Jackson or Dan Marino or the greatest quarterback in the world to get them the ball and for them to be effective.
Zay Flowers, you get him the ball in space, he can go for you. Rashad Bateman is probably more of your more traditional wide receiver, but he's coming to his own. I thought he was going to be this guy straight coming out of Minnesota. It's taken him a little while to find that. DeAndre Hopkins is 50
balls.
He's a difficult play, difficult catch maker, and we know that uniquely here. Yeah. Right? Chuck it up there, dog. Yeah. And I think the one that probably gets really interesting, especially coming off of last year where I think people started looking at him on worst watch, Mark Andrews, who has had quite a bounce back early on in the season, and especially because with this Texans team, the kind of bend don't break of it all, you can find those easy 5 to 10 yard kind of dump-offs to a tight end frequently, and Mark Andrews has incredible awareness in space to hit you in those.
What's your next thought?
Yeah, well, so I'm really just thinking about, like, the middle of the field, kind of building on that. Like, the middle of the field, the issues that they have tackling, like, that is for me, a real concern for the Texans. We talk about them being favorites and this unique opportunity for them to win the game. Well, they still got some spots where they can hit you where you hurt or exploit some of your weaknesses as a defense. So I'm sold on the offense in terms of being able to get some things done against a bare bones defense that's not very good. I don't know how much the lack of Lamar Jackson is going to end up being impactful if they can still get the ball to these other guys that can make things happen for the Ravens. So I'm still quite a bit worried about the Texans when it comes to them defending the Ravens' weapons.
That is interesting. Excited to see. I think with Derrick Henry, we've talked about him a lot. I'm still in that kind of middle ground because I think that he's benefited, and part of like the resurgence that we saw for him coming from the Titans to Baltimore was that's a run game where the threat of Lamar Jackson also creates some stuff.
Of course.
And I do wonder how much that is negated. I don't think that's entirely but I wonder how much that's negated.
I keep going back. He's had 11, 12, and 8 carries last 3 games. He's going to hit 20.
Yeah,
and that's my worry.
And the Ravens' offensive line, notably, kind of similar to the Texans' offensive line in this regard, much better at run blocking than they are at anything else. And then, of course, I can't get it out of my head, the Monday night game. I know it's been several weeks ago now, but just watching the Texans' defensive line get moved and pushed by a Bucs offensive line that I wasn't expecting to perform that way.
Right.
A Bucs rushing attack that is, let's just fairly say, decidedly not Derrick Henry.
Can't confirm.
So I am, I would say, concerned about that.
Fair enough. That is fair. All right. B. Scott's thoughts on Fridays here at 11:20. He's still with us for one more segment where let's get into what's popping, including we got to salute a happy birthday to a very notable Texan. What gift would you get him? 713-572-4610. We'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.